Yes. We are very grateful to the Swiss government and obviously to the U.S. State Department that, you know, gives them their direction for getting in to see Michael. Michael's incarcerated in the city of Mashhad in northern Iran. So they traveled from Tehran to see him. They were able to meet with him for about 15 minutes and ascertain that they described him as looking gaunt, as in having lost weight. Part of the reason we're raising money, as you know, the prisons in Iran are chronically underfunded, and prisoners often have to purchase additional food in order to have enough to eat. They were able to ascertain exactly when he was arrested, about July 22nd of 2018 of last year. He had paid a fee at the tourist office in Mashhad and was in a taxi when he was pulled over by undercover police, arrested. He was beaten, detained in a detention center, which is what they called it, for about 2 months, interrogated about his, you know, time in the Navy, which quite frankly is kind of, he was a cook in the Navy. He was hardly anything that, he certainly didn't have a job in the Navy that would be interesting or beneficial to Iranian intelligence in any way. So he was beaten and interrogated. There was no notification to the U.S. government, which is a fairly flagrant violation of Iran's bilateral obligations as well as its multilateral obligations. And then sort of towards September, in December, the State Department told his mother that he was, in fact, incarcerated. And then when the story broke in Iran Wire, the Iranians themselves then confirmed it, so we know. We think that Michael is in really poor health.